We got Tanner Struckman in the studio, and he's the sports guy. We love to chat sports. Have you heard some of our conversations off mic? Some of those get pretty interesting too. But
yeah.
I just thought, you know, since I had an open slot like last week, we'll fill it. And if people don't care about sports, that's fine. You can find something else to do, but we'll entertain the folks that do like talking about sports. But
sure.
I preface this by saying we're talking about the playoffs and invited you to talk about the playoffs, but we can't launch into that until we talk about the Husker basketball team, because they're just setting all kinds of records these days, and they just drubbed Dana Altman and the Oregon Ducks last night in Lincoln, and wow, I think my mouth was agape as I was watching the second half of that game last night.
Yeah, my daughter and I watched it together, and we just, every time they made a three, we just, wow, what? I mean,
yeah.
And,
what's
and,
happening?
And I actually, so my daughter plays sixth grade basketball, and she's starting to understand, you know, like, they're starting to run plays, and they're starting to understand why you do things. And
right.
I paused it probably 15 times just to be like, look, watch what Sam Hoiberg does here. Watch how he defends this. Watch why they're, why he's coming around that screen this way.
Yeah.
Because they are a masterclass in how to play the game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, Oregon's not very good. They were missing their best player.
Yep.
That being said, you don't beat teams in the Big Ten by 35 very often.
Not very often at all. And it seems to be a well-grounded crew, too, that's not satisfied that they're not. I'm sure they're picking up a lot of the accolades and getting a lot of this social media stuff, even though I'm sure the coaches are telling them to ignore it. But they're doing a good job at just digging in and taking it game by game. And of course, there's little lulls each game. But, man, that chemistry is just something I don't think I've ever seen a Husker team have on a consistent basis.
Their experience. I think their senior leadership. They're an old team.
Yeah.
I mean, with the young Frager. But they're, for the most part, between Lawrence, Mast, and Hoiberg, that's a lot of experience. And so I think they're just pretty well grounded in that respect. But you're right. I said this last night to my brother. I will miss watching this team next year, because when it's over, this is just a joy to watch every game. If you don't watch Nebraska, if you like basketball, you've got to tune in and watch them, because they are defensively, they're just so much fun to watch. I appreciate so much what they do on the defensive end. Obviously, they hit 17 threes. That's pretty fun. But the ball goes in when you're up 30 a little freer than it does when it's a tight game. But the way their defense is what sets it every game, in my opinion, because you're right. You're going to have lulls. You cannot shoot that well every night, and you won't. And they started out like 1-for-5. And it was, 24-24 at one point. And then they just went on a tear. But their defense, just the way they can help and recover, and it's such a joy to watch. I said that last week, and I just don't foresee them getting blown out by anybody. And you kind of wait for that point where, okay, there's going to be that game where things just go wrong. But they have so many different players who can step up. I mean, Jamarcus Lawrence had the career high 2 games ago. He barely scored last night.
Yep.
Him and Rink Mass combined for 10 points. They both, Rink Mass, you might remember, in the exhibition game, had 31 against BYU. I mean, and he's had some big games this year. Lawrence put up 27 just a couple games ago. Bryce Sanford, he's had some huge games this year. This team is just so spread out who can do what. And Hoiberg, to me, is just, man, I told my kid, I said, you're short. You're never going to be the most athletic person on the court. Watch how he plays the game, because he knows it better than anybody. I mean, he had 6 steals by almost halftime. They're a joy to watch. And Frager, that dunk was fun. That kid's he's like the perfect complement to an experienced group, too. He's just that young, firepower freshman. And, you know, they have to ground him every now and then. But what a fun group.
You know, and at Northwestern Saturday, I know they got Minnesota the end of next week, and then you turn around. Washington is in there, and then go to Michigan, and I'm hoping they get the next three, because that's going to set up just a monumental match, you know.
They'll be top five in the country.
Michigan,
probably.
We could have 2-5 at that point.
I mean, think about that. 2-5.
Yeah.
Nebraska's the 5. I mean, that's unheard of. And nobody, it's not like we went. obviously it's unheard of for Nebraska just because it's never been this good. But it's not like we went into the season going, gosh, I think this is the team to go win a tournament game. I think we all thought, I think they could be pretty good with Mass back. I don't think anybody expected even top 25, let alone being eighth in the country, being talked about being a one or two seed in the tournament. I mean, right now, I just looked at the bracket matrix, which literally goes through every major outlet and bracketologist. Uh-huh. And as of yesterday, before the game, they were a consensus two seed, which I think is fair for what they've done. They've got the resume. I mean, they haven't slipped up. But they blew out Wisconsin, who's now running a tear. Yep. They blew out Oregon, who's got Dana Altman. I don't care how bad they are. That's a quality coach who's taken five teams to the Sweet 16.
Right.
I think you're right. I think 20-0 is what should happen, and then a fun date with Michigan. And can't really be disappointed in any respect right now. It's quite a wild run.
It's going to be fun to watch for sure. Okay, let's switch gears here and launch into our NFL playoff games this weekend. First of all, kudos to you for nailing every pick this past weekend.
Did I get them all right? I didn't even realize that.
Well, and I got five of the six. I picked the Eagles to beat your 49ers.
Wow.
So you got them all.
Look at that.
So congrats on that. I got five out of six.
I should have put some money down on some of these.
Kudos to the 49ers. I think they could defeat the defending champs on their home field.
But that was a fun game.
They did. We'll get to that in a moment, talk about your team. But it starts Saturday afternoon, 3:30. We've got Josh Allen and his Bills heading to Denver to take on the Broncos. The Broncos are favored by a mere 1.5 points in this, and I'm interested to get your take on this.
I think this is the most interesting game of the weekend. I hate that it's first on Saturday afternoon because I was planning on going watching the Knights on Saturday afternoon at the college, and the Huskers play at 3 o'clock as well
on
Saturday.
Right. That's right.
I wish they were a Sunday game because I don't care as near as much for the next two on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Wish they were split up, but fascinating. I'm always interested. I mean, it's tough to win four in a row to win the Super Bowl. The wild card teams have a pretty big disadvantage. However, for the Broncos' sake, a team that hasn't been a playoff team as of late, and certainly haven't made a run in a long time, whereas you got Josh Allen, who's played a lot of playoff games, I mean, I don't think it hurt the Bills to go beat the Jags at all, unless they came out with injuries. Does it hurt the Broncos to sit? As a team who's, you know, this is new to be the one seed, and the first time in a long time, does that hurt them to sit? I'd be terrified if I was a Broncos fan. I don't know what your expectations are as a Broncos fans. I think you can probably safely say you'd be surprised if they went and won the Super Bowl, even with the gear they've had. I think even Broncos fans probably admit, I don't know if we're winning the Super Bowl. We might make a run. I think a run to the AFC title would be a good run for them. But I would pick the Bills. I'm not picking against Josh Allen. Not this year with who's in the playoffs. This has got to be his year.
I think the door is wide open, as they would say, for the Bills to get back to the Super Bowl. And I'm picking Buffalo. I really and this will probably anger the Bronco fans listening, but I really think the Bills are the better team. I think, as you suggested, it's going to hurt Denver to have the layoff with a mostly young team. And Buffalo, I think, is the worst matchup for Denver.
Yeah.
And I think Denver is the best matchup for Buffalo going in.
His legs, just to me, are the difference. Especially watch the end of that game against the Jags. His legs are what wins them games
even
in the playoffs.
Even when he's beat up, which is incredible because he took some shots.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought, and not to segue into the next game, but that's what I thought Jalen Hurts would do more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was shocked he didn't run the ball at all. Mm-hmm. And I think the Bills, I think there's a reason that spread's only 1 point.
How many Wyoming people will be at the game rooting
sure.
for the Bills?
Sure.
That might be here.
Absolutely. It's a great, good close as you can get.
Yeah, because I mean, the Broncos have a lot of people from Wyoming supporting them for sure, but they might be torn, you know, with Josh Allen leading the Bills in there. I'm picking the Bills. I'm going with them. And are you on record, too?
Yeah.
Picking Bills. Buffalo? Yeah. You think they're going to do it. Okay, let's talk about your 49ers at Seattle, part three on this one. Last time, really, the Seahawks kind of dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And now the 49ers got some momentum, but they lose one of the, you know, probably the best tight end in football in Kittle.
Yeah, it's a huge loss. That was awful to watch early in the game, yeah. too. It just seems like they have the absolute worst luck when it comes to injuries. I mean, they've had some,
but they've overcome them.
They have.
Purdy's playing well. They're running the ball good enough.
So yeah, they're still not,
can't tee off on Purdy.
They're still not running as good as they should
yeah.
or need to win playoff games like this. That'll be the key. But Trent Williams is going to, I mean, he played.
As long as he holds up, they can run some.
Ricky Pearsall is practicing this week, so if they can get him back, they're still missing certainly the wide receiving core. And without Kittle, they'll need him. Their backup tight end, though, has had a good year when George Kittle's been out. So it's a big loss, probably in the run game, because of his blocking more than anything, I think. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal blocker. And the screen game and the bubble routes for him. But to block. But Fred Warner's kind of dancing around the idea of coming back. I don't know if he's going to make it back in time. It's a really quick recovery. But they're kind of, like the vibe is, from what I've read, is that they're really energized just because their vocal leader on the defensive end might come back. And I think the defense mm-hmm. is kind of pumped about that. So we'll see. They're big underdogs. I'm glad they lost 2 weeks ago to Seattle and didn't look good at all in that game. I think it sets up maybe a better opportunity to win this one. And I'm not going to pick against them because I can't stand the Seahawks. So, I mean, I can't stand the Seahawks so much that I still can't stand Pete Carroll. And he's not a coach there, and he's not a coach anywhere right now.
Yeah, he's but, without a job right now.
But yeah. I got to pick my Niners. And, you know, it might be illogical, but I think it's logical to think Sam Darnold is going to go win a big playoff game. I mean, I just don't trust him at this point. It's Christian McCaffrey. Man, you better have some. I don't know how the Eagles lost him twice. I don't care, trick play or not. You can't let, to yeah. me, the best all-around player in the NFL leak free. And then they give up the game-winning touchdown to him. They put him one-on-one, and he just makes a simple juke move. And yep. I mean, easiest throw Purdy had to make all year.
Yeah, and I don't think Seattle will. I think they'll have two guys following McCaffrey wherever
sure,
he goes,
probably.
Pass or run. I think they're going to limit what McCaffrey can do. I think this will be a lower scoring game than maybe people anticipate. But
yeah,
I got to go with the Seahawks. Don't know if they'll cover the 7.5 point spread on that, but it also wouldn't surprise me much if San Francisco rises up and plays a great game and beats them because of what you said. Sam Darnold, you know, doesn't have a great playoff resume or anything, and I don't think the Seahawks have a ton of players with playoff experience either,
right.
So we'll see how that goes. On to Sunday, we got Houston and New England at 2:00, starting off the competition. We both expected that the Texans would beat the Steelers, but the domination that they exhibited, I don't think we expected quite that. Can they carry that momentum into New England? And is it going to finally hurt New England not to have that playoff experience?
Sure.
Although they had a positive experience this past weekend, but May still doesn't strike me as a guy maybe is quite yet for the weight of this.
Two really good defenses. I mean,
yeah.
These are two of the best in the NFL. And yeah, the Texans kind of their defense blew that game out in the second half, no doubt. I mean, they scored two times in the second half. I'm taking the Patriots in this at home. I like Drake May. I'm not sold to CJ Stroud. I followed him a lot.
He had a poor game the other night.
He's been a guy I've had on my fantasy team for several years, so I followed him very closely. And I don't think he's going into New England and beat. I think Drake May is
he better take care of the football because New England will capitalize if he leaves it.
I think Drake May is the future. Future quarterback of the NFL. I mean, you've got Mahomes, and who's obviously very good still. Josh Allen's still very good, but they're, you know, if they're in their prime, their prime is not going to last a whole lot longer. Jalen Hurts the same way.
Yep.
I mean,
I agree.
You're looking for that next guy. It's Drake May, in my opinion. The year he's had.
I agree.
And this could be the start. I don't know if they get to the next after this one, but I think they get the Texans.
Okay. I'm picking the Texans on a hunch, basically based on, you know, their defensive dominance. But again, they can't turn the ball over. New England will just shred them if they turn it over three or four times, for sure. But I think Houston's probably a little better defensively.
I would agree. This.
Which team can run the ball better and control the clock and keep the ball away from the other team, and field position will play a big part in that. And which coach has the ball, so to speak, to maybe try a big play to go deep? Maybe New England likes to do that once in a while. The Texans, not so much. I think the Texans are more apt to be conservative offensively and grind it out and play that field position game. But they don't give up big plays very often, so it's an interesting. It'll be interesting to watch. It'll be a chess match, I think. And then you've got to wind it up. You got the Rams in Chicago. I imagine it's going to be about 20-some with a wind chill in the teens.
Yeah.
For this one, maybe a few snow flurries.
Yeah, let's
flying.
Hope that Friday wind we have is in Chicago on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll make it interesting. The Rams are favored by 3.5 points, which is a little bit surprising given that, Carolina gave them all they wanted, and by all accounts, I thought Carolina was going to win up until the very end there. But I think having Matthew Stafford is a big difference maker in this one.
I would agree. The Bears have been a fun story. I think it ends, though. I don't think Caleb Williams. I give them credit. They find a way to come back, but man, they had an awful start. And the Packers just aren't that great of a team. I mean, they're good enough to make the playoffs,
but
there's no reason the Packers shouldn't have been able to win that game up 21-3. To Caleb Williams. I mean, you look at Caleb's stats, it's not overwhelming how well of a game he had overall still. So I think Matthew Stafford gets this done even on the road. Sean McVay's a good enough coach. And this Bears team is a good story. They've got a lot of good pieces. I like defense and I like running the ball. They do that. They do both of those pretty well. But quarterbacks still run the league, and far more experience on one side than the other.
If the heaters are working on the Rams sideline,
that's
like
right.
That.
Yeah, that's right. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Let's talk about the college championship a little bit on Monday. I think there may have been some people to pick Indiana to get there. I don't think anybody picked Miami to be playing in their home stadium and playing Indiana for the whole ball of wax on Monday. Interesting. This will be interesting. Miami has all the momentum going in, and they'll have the home crowd on their side. But I just think this is Indiana's year. That's my take on it.
Without a doubt. I mean, just looking up Mendoza's stats, he's in the playoffs, he's 31-36, 8 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, he's played about as perfect as you can get.
Pretty close to flawless.
I mean, that is quarterback rating is unreal.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I think it's Indiana. After what I saw the start against Oregon, they're winning it all. This team I thought that would be a game. And they just shredded Oregon. They made them look silly.
Miami will have to play a flawless game.
Yeah.
Basically, execution will have to be flawless, and that's what Indiana does. When you play them, you know going in that they're not going to hand you anything. Very few penalties, very few turnovers. They just execute to a level that we haven't seen. You'd probably have to go back to maybe some of the Husker teams of the 90s, and they remind me of some of those Husker teams. You know, probably the 95 team.
Yeah.
Last week, I was having flashbacks to how dominant Nebraska was.
Yeah,
the 95 team.
That was a rout in every respect of the word. You have to remind yourself, this is Indiana we're talking about. But, I'm picking the Hoosiers. And maybe for the first time, I might be rooting for the Hoosiers. I don't really have anything against them. I think their coach gets a lot of people to not like them just because of the way he acts. But my gosh, he backs it up, doesn't he? I mean, to start a press conference 2 years ago at one of the worst programs in D1 by saying, Google me, I win. And now to take him to the playoff two straight years.
I thought that was going to be egg on his face, and I think he's going to have the last laugh come Monday night about 10 o'clock.
I would agree. He'll have a great line ready, I'm sure, in that post-game interview.
Hey, Tanner, thanks so much for dropping in.
You bet.